Here is the heel practice for the experience of positive emotion. Have. Notice when there's any good feeling in the foreground or background of your awareness, or create one using the methods in Chapter 6. For example, think of something in your life these days or in your past that makes you happy. Enrich. Open to the good feeling. Let it fill you and become more intense. Stay with it. Help it last. Make room for it in your mind. Find ways to embody it, such as letting an appropriate expression come over your face, or shifting your posture or body language to match the feeling. Be aware of how this good feeling could be relevant to you. Absorb. Help the good feeling sink into you, like the warmth from a mug of hot tea spreading into your hands. Let the good feeling encourage a sense of satisfaction, of fulfillment, so there's no basis for grasping for anything more. Link. Be aware of both the good feeling and a related bad feeling. For example, you could be aware of both cheerfulness and glumness, confidence and self-doubt, happiness and sadness, or abundance and scarcity. Focus on the good feeling, with the bad feeling off in the wings of awareness. Imagine or sense that the good feeling is connecting with the bad one, perhaps seeping into it like a soothing balm, gradually easing and replacing it. When you want, let go of the bad feeling and experience only the good one. A few times over the next hour, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as a good feeling, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of a bad feeling. Accomplishment and agency. Accomplishment is the feeling of attaining a goal, and agency is the sense of being able to make something happen. These experiences usually occur together, so we'll explore both of them here. You accomplish many things every day, most of them relatively small and easy to overlook, such as getting the kids off to school, finishing a shift at work, buying groceries, or returning a phone call. You also accomplish things through restraint, such as letting others have their say, and endurance, such as getting through a bout of back pain. Each of these accomplishments is a chance to experience gratification and success rather than frustration and failure. Agency, being able to make things happen, is the opposite of helplessness. You might know what it's like to feel trapped, immobilized, defeated, or despairing. This experience of futility, that there is nothing you can do, can easily become a learned helplessness that is both hard to change and a major risk for depression. To prevent this attitude or to help undo it, repeatedly take in experiences of agency, of feeling like a hammer instead of a nail.